My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
Global boiling is very bad for businesses. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's no longer global warming. We are now in an era of global boiling. That was the stark warning from the United Nations. Data shows that this month is virtually certain to be the hottest ever recorded. And it could even be the hottest in 150,000 years. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the news spelled disaster for the whole planet.
The consequences are clear and they are tragic. Children swept away by monsoon rains, families running from the flames, workers collapsing in scorching heat. For vast parts of North America, Asia, Africa and Europe, it's a cruel summer. For the entire planet, it is a disaster.
The extreme heat has led to wildfires breaking out across the Mediterranean region in Algeria, Greece and Italy. Let's look at the situation in Italy. Sofia Battisa reports from Reggio Calabria in the south of the country.
This year, the heat wave has been so long and so intense that firefighters are struggling. They've had to battle nearly 2,000 fires in the last few days. So on Thursday, the Italian government introduced emergency measures to try and help families and businesses who have been severely hit by the bad weather. But the fear here in southern Italy is that the scorching temperatures and the strong winds could cause more wildfires.
And it's not just Italy bringing in economic policies to help those affected. President Joe Biden also said help will be available to those who need it.
For the firefighter who's already has lug over 45 pounds of gear through smoke and flame, the job is even harder and more dangerous to do in record heat. For the farm workers who have to harvest crops in the dead of night to avoid the high temperatures, or farmers who risk losing everything they planted for the year, or the construction workers who literally risk their lives working all day in blazing heat, and in some places don't even have the right to take a water break. That's outrageous.
Okay, let's do the numbers. Demand for travel has boosted airline profits. The owner of British Airways, IAG, reported record profits of $1.4 billion. Last year reported a loss of almost $490 million. And Air France KLM's profits were up 80% to $660 million. Now, sticking to the airline theme, and you may have heard the story already, France recently became the first country in the world to ban short-haul internal flights between cities where you can travel in less than 2.5 hours by train. The government says this will help to bring down carbon emissions, but opponents say the ban will make little difference. The BBC's Lisa Louis has been testing it out in Paris.
I'm at Gare de Lyon. I'm now going to catch the train at 13:50, which should in theory get me to Lyon within 2 hours and 6 minutes. The round trip costs me roughly 190 euros. That's around $206. Flying back and forth from Airport Charles de Gaulle, obviously, costs about the same amount. However, the journey would have only taken 1 hour and 5 minutes by plane.
So what do some of the passengers on board this train from Paris to Lyon think of the new law?
My first name is Alexia, last name Luquet. I think the ban should be widened and should be made definitely compulsory for every internal flight.
My name is Lucas Mincilli. The train system in France is quite developed compared to that of the United States, so I usually use the train.
I'm Sabine Bart. Well, I prefer there were and trains and flights.
We don't have too much places in the trains. Often we don't have place at all. We should have the opportunity to travel.
It's now 3 p.m. and so far the train is on time. Numerous passengers are standing as there aren't enough seats. Airlines are also feeling the squeeze. Mary Owens Thompson is from the International Air Transport Association.
What we really need to do in the world is make all modes of transportation sustainable, cheap and accessible to everybody, and then we let people choose.
On the other side, environmentalists think the law doesn't go far enough. According to the French Director General for Civil Aviation, the ban will only cut around 50,000 tons of CO2 emissions every year. Steven Kerkov is from the Paris-based NGO Agir pour l'Environnement.
We are facing a climate emergency and the government should take radical measures. But very obviously, it does neither want to do that nor does it have the power.
We're just pulling into Lyon-Pardieu train station. It's getting up to 3:56 p.m. and we're arriving without any delay. It can be rather convenient to travel by train in France if you manage to get a seat, that is.
But if the ban is to have any real impact, it needs to be widened to include more cities. And to do that, the rail network has to be improved, which takes time and money. In the meantime, the French government has its sights set on next banning private jet users from making short journeys. And the BBC's Lisa Louis for Marketplace.
And finally, if you're using Bard as a search tool, Google says you need to verify that information. Google's UK boss, Debbie Weinstein, told the BBC she considers Bard an experiment more suitable for collaborative problem solving and generating new ideas rather than a search tool. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.